Okay, we are up to the Mishnah in Zayin Beis. Shtahara, on Sunday, Menachem, my partner, is going to be giving the daf. I can't give it on Sunday, so I'll be Sunday morning, and then I'll be back on Monday morning. But just Menachem will be giving it on Sunday. Okay, Mishnah, Nun Zayin Beis. Ein modedin ela bechevel shenun ama lo pachas lo yoser. The Mishnah on the bottom. So we continue our discussion of measuring the Tchum Shabbos. So we spoke about from where do you measure it. Those are the last couple of Mishnayos. From where do you measure it? What's included in the Tchum? What's not included in the Tchum? Do you give a carpe for not? That was the previous Mishnah. And do you count? How do you measure the Ibur? That was the first Mishnah on Nun Beis. And now we get what do you measure with? And how do you measure? That's this Mishnah. You have to use a rope of 50 amos length, not less, not more. The Gemara is going to learn that out from a pasuk, but it has to be exactly 50 amos length. And you measure keneged one's heart, meaning you don't have one person holding it by the head and one person holding it by the toes. You know, wouldn't come out exactly equal. If you're measuring 50, it's got to be equal on the same spot of the body on each person measuring. So the Chazal said, measure keneged libo. The Meiri points out here that sometimes you'll have a tall person and a short person. And it'll be the same thing that it won't be measurement equally. So he says, Mustafa, we're talking about Anashim Benonim, meaning average people, Chazal is to be used. Again, they must not have used somebody who, if you hold the connected to the lave of each one, wouldn't be even. So Lechor, we're talking about Anashim Benonim. That's sorry, or two tall people, but again, right, but the two people that are similar size. And that's what you can use, Keneged Libo. Just another ha'ara. What about on the grounds? What about just putting it on the grounds? You know, why not measuring it by the heart? What about putting it on the ground? So would that be the best? So if you look at the Ritva here says that really it would be the best to put it on the grounds. But you just don't want to be matriachem, right? So you have to bend down each time. Says the Ritva, imo did pirish kol shabal limdod bekarka mamish ha'adifa tvei. If you put the rope on the ground, of course that would be the best, because that's exact measuring. V'hiya medida hanachona, that's the best one. Aval misha modid v'chevel shugavom in akarka. But if you're measuring with a rope above the ground, she'ena rotza l'troch l'bdonak b'karka. Right, we don't want to be torech you, so then, nasu chacham emakam esuyam, so then Chazal gave you a specific place, k'de shelo yitin ha-modeid ha-chevel ela k'neged libo. So the Chazal said, you're going to measure it not from the ground, so put it neged your heart, k'de shelo yehei ha-echad modeid k'neged roshov, o-acher k'neged margalosav, v'nimsa b'mayit b'tchumen. So that's what says the Ritva, that really, me'ikar hadin, the best thing to do, sounds like, mida hanachona, says the Ritva, would be on the ground. But, Chazal said, it's okay, you don't have to bend down each time, you can do a k'neged aleif. But there are other mafarshim that seem to say, no, the ground is not good. There's a diyak, the pirush of Mishnayos here, the Rambam doesn't say b'feirush. The language is k'neged libo lo alav velo tachtav. It makes it sound like k'neged aleif. Not above, not below. Like, why not below? I mean, is that just to be la'afuke, the rest of the body? Or even the ground? And if you look here in the Piskei Riyaz, in the back in the Tosas Rid, he also says it, he quotes it in the footnotes here, but I found it in the Merom Yisadah, the Netziv. The Netziv pirush on the Mishnah. The Netziv here quotes the Ritva. Right, the Ritva also learned Eirvin with the Ritva. And then he says, V'lo nire, d'lochenu. I'm sorry, V'li nire, d'lochenu. It appears to me that it's not correct. D'yish lochu, she'yis katzer ha-tchum, machmas akule v'gavoa b'namach ma'at. Right, you got bumps on the ground. You got twigs on the ground. You got bushes on the ground. You got little things on the ground. So it's not going to be even. It's more. It's better. It's more precise to do it k'neged libo. The EF just yislakid ben milakid for itaini. What, you're going to go with a shaver and a scissors and you're going to make the whole ground perfectly flat in front of you? You can't do that. That's why, says the Merom Yisadeh, and maybe even the Pashas of the Gemara, that dafka k'neged libo. Not even k'neged libo if you're doing it for the ground, but dafka k'neged libo. Why don't you use a level? Maybe a rope is level. We're going to talk about why. It's based on a pasuk. Why you use a rope and not, let's say, a chain, which we're going to get to. Well, that's why we use 50 amos, as we're going to talk about, so it doesn't slant. That's what we see in the Gemara.
Didn't we have a Gemara that when you're measuring the mountain, when you're trying to go through the mountain, one person...
Didn't we have the... That's going to be the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah right here. We're going to talk about measuring mountains. Okay, so that's what we said. On a general case, you use a rope that's 50 amos long. Again, we're going to get to the Gemara about what the marker for this is. And you measure keneged libo. So, all right, the Siv commented on Erevim. In the Shiva's Velazhin, they went straight. It's not like in the yeshivas today, there are different, every Zman we learn a different Gemara. We learn, every yeshiva has its own cycle. You have a 5-year cycle, a 7-year cycle, a Nashim Mizikin Moed cycle, everybody has a cycle. And Velashim, they went straight. Meaning at the end of the Zman, whatever they were up to, they were up to Nida Daf Pei, Nida Daf Lamed, so the next Zman, they started from there where they went straight. Why should any Gemara be left out? So they went straight. They learned all the Gemaras. Says the Mishnah, 3 lines to the bottom. Hayamodi Vigila Gaila Gader. Let's say you're measuring the Tchum, you're going about your business, and all of a sudden you come to a valley, you come to a wall, you come to a little mound. So what's the next best thing you can't stay on the ground and measure straight, so what's the best thing to do? Mavlio. Mavlio literally means to swallow it up. What this means is that if possible, if it's a mountain, if you could have a stick and attach the rope to the stick and hold them above the mountain and go straight above the mountain, so that's the best thing to do. Meaning, you don't have to count the slope. You don't have to count the slope of the mountain exactly going up. In this case, there's another kula of Tchum Shabbos. You're allowed to have more out, because again, if you have to count the slope, as we'll see in some cases, you have to count the slope. If you have to count the slope, then your Tchum will be shorter on the other side. So, Mavlio means to go straight across. Or let's say if there's a big ditch there, going straight across with a rope, not going down into the ditch, down and up. That's Mavlio. V'chozer l'midaso. And then you go back to your regular measuring. What is that including? So as we'll see in the Gemara, that's including a case that, let's say you can't go straight across because the ditch is wider than longer than 50 amos. So you're only allowed to use a 50 amos rope. So how do you get across, you know, or you have a mountain that you can't, like, pick up the sticks. So then we'll see if you can walk to the side of either the ditch or the mountain, and you could measure a parallel place which goes across, and you could, like, substitute that into the place that you skip where the mountain was, that's allowed to do, and then chozer l'midaso, and then you go back to the place where you were measuring before. So really there's two things going on at two levels. There's mavlio, which is just holding the sticks up or holding it across. Chozer l'midaso is a second stage, that if you can't do the mavlio, so then you could go to one of the sides and measure a parallel area and substitute that amount measurement in, and then continue going from where you left off. So that's mavlio v'chozer l'midaso. Continues the Gemara, Higi Alahar, Mavlio v'chozer l'midaso. If you get to a mountain, then also Mavlio, you try to measure it, lift up the sticks and hold it across, or v'chozer l'midaso, or go to the side and return to the measurement. The first one of the Mishnah asks, why is Har put in a separate phrase? Why doesn't it just say Higi Alagai Alagadir Alahar? Right, it's the same halacha. So some say because the seifa of the Mishnah is going to have a separate din about Har, that's why he puts it separately even in the Reisha. But if you come to any of these places, the Mavlio v'chozer l'midaso. Ubilvad shelo yetze chutz l'tchum. As long as when the measurer is measuring, he's not allowed to go outside of the tchum to measure. For example, like I just said, by chozer l'midaso, that refers to a case where the ditch is too large, you have to go to the side in order to measure a parallel case. You're not, even on Friday, or even on Tuesday, when you're measuring it, you can't go outside the tchum in order to measure it. As we'll see, Mishum Gzeira, the Gemara is going to explain. What's the Gzeira? Rashi explains. Two cases where you're going to go outside the tchum. But either way, let's say you're going to go to the side, you're going to go all the way out. So what's going to happen? People are going to know you're the measure of the tchum. And they're going to say, oh, look where he is. Well, I didn't know the tchum goes there. Wow, the tchum's all the way out there. Amazing. I can't wait. I'll go to my friend tomorrow. And they're not going to know that really he's just measuring a parallel area. But it's not like that area is in the tchum. So it's Gzeira Drabanan, within this Din Drabanan, that it is, that you're not allowed to go outside the tchum. Again, this is not a Gzeira L'Gzeira. Gzeira l'gzeira means if you have one gzeira mishum and nisa daraisa, and then it goes to something else mishum that gzeira. That's called a gzeira l'gzeira. But this is a limit in an isser d'rabanan. The rabbanan tell you how to do an isser d'rabanan. They created the world of tchumen, so they can make different rules and regulations about tchumen. That's not called a gzeira l'gzeira, double d'rabanan. They can explain to you how this din d'rabanan works. So that's what b'vach lo yetzei chutz l'tchum. Last line of the Mishnah, im eino yachol havlio. Let's say you can't be mavliyayit, right? You can't go across and you can't go around on the side. So you've used up your two other options. You can't go straight across because it's longer than 50 amos. And let's say you can't go to the side, as we'll see. Bezu, this is what David referred to before. Bezu am Rabbi Dustoy Berayana, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shamati Shemekadrin Baharim. I've heard that one makes holes in the mountain. Literally, Rashi says, Makadrin is Rashi, last Rashi on the Mishnah, Nokvin, you make a hole. See the Rashi, Roan ki ilu Nokvin o son, as if you make the hole. Where are you making the hole? Umodin derachanekev l'ma'in midas madronum. As we've said, the two other ways of measuring basically discount the slope. right? Because you're either holding the rope above the mountain or across the pit, so it goes straight. Or even if you go to the side, you're measuring it across. So it discounts the slope. Let's say those options don't exist. So there's a third option, which takes the slope into account a little bit, but just minimizes it. Which is what? Which is that, let's say you take a rope, as we'll see in the Gemara, four amos long. One person stands at the bottom of the mountain, one person goes four amos up the mountain, and the bottom guy holds it at his heart, and the top guy holds it at his feet, and it goes, and they measure four amos that way. And then they switch. The bottom guy goes where the top guy goes, keeps going up. So that discounts some slope, not all slope, because it could be that it's going to go up a lot within four amos, and then this rope is not going to be straight. You always go four amos length of the rope. So it could be that they're going to be measuring some slope, but again, that's the halacha. You know, it's a kula that you don't have to measure the slope. So here, in this case, you measure some of the slope, but at least you're minimizing it. What's a makajan? You make a hole in the mountain. It's as if, Rashi explained this earlier when we had this Gemara also, that it's as if the top guy is drilled down into the mountain, and therefore it's as if he's standing level with his friend, and that's why you're measuring four amos. Shemati shemakajan bahar. Fine. A note of Vikiyas, the regressive angle on this Rashi, in the Gilyoni HaShas here, says, there are three other places in Shas where the Lashon of Koder is used, and Rashi there also says, Lashon no cave, Lashon making a hole in the ground. He says, in Beit HaDaf Chavtes, on the bottom of Beit HaChavtes and Aleph, the Gemara there is talking about how what you're measuring on Shabbos and Yontif. We mentioned there's an Isser Medida on Shabbos and Yontif. Isser are measuring, unless it's a Sarach Choler, a Sarach Mitzvah, not supposed to measure. So says the Gemara there, Lo Yimdor Adam Sa'orim Vitel Vrei Behemto B'Yontif. You shouldn't measure barley and put it exactly, and put it in front of your animal on Yontif. You know, you're supposed to just pour out some barley. You're not supposed to measure exactly. Aval, what can you do? Koder hu kavo kabayim enosi lefnei behemto. You could be koder in front of your animal instead of measuring exactly. What does koder mean? So look at Rashi. Rashi there says koder bikav atzmo no cave bikri, make a hole in the place where the animal is going to eat from. You can make some kind of hole in the kli that you're using and just pour it into the trough so that the animal can eat. But you see from there, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, there's a koder is no cave. That's one. Two, he says another one where the Rashi says it in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Beis. Avodah Zarah Lamed Beis, the Gemara there lists, the Gemara there is going on the Mishnah, which lists parts of the animal which are easily identifiable as having being used for Avodah Zarah. That's what the Mishnah there says. If you find, and one of the examples is an Or Lavuv. An Or Lavuv is the skin of an animal which you could see the heart was taken out of the animal when the animal was still alive. That's what they used to do with Shema Avodah Zarah, says the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. So says the Gemara, how is it so identifiable? Ezehu Or Lavuv. What is the Or Lavuv? Kol Shekarua Keneged Alev. Anytime when it is ripped next to the heart. V'kadur Kamin Aruba. Same verb. Kadur. What is Kadur Kamin Aruba? Rashi says Kadur. Kadur Kenekev Agol. Right? It's with the kuf, but it has a hole like a circle. Again, Rashi there doesn't allude to our Gemara, but these are two other Rashis where Kadur is used. And finally, he quotes the Rashi in Sanhedrin Kuf Beis, where the Rashi there says, the Gemara there is talking about all the terrible things that Achav HaMelech did. Achav is one of the worst kings of Malchut Yehuda, and one of the Gemara lists all the terrible things he did. And suggestions the Gemara makes, a few lines from the bottom of Kuf Beis Mabez, the Gemara says, Shahaya Koder Azkaros V'Kosev Avodas Kochavim Tachteihem. He used to erase the names of Hashem in all the Sefer Torahs and write a shame of Avodah Zarah instead, in all the Sefer Torahs. The Gemara calls that Koder Azkaros. Rashi says, what's Koder? Mochek Shemot Shebat Torah. He used to erase it, but it really means scrape it out. And he said, Rashi ends off there, Koder Kemo Mekadrin Baharim. Right, like our Mishnah about scraping out, making a hole. So there's three other cases where the Rav Yosef Engel quotes the Rashi interprets Koder as making a hole as Noki. He quotes other Rishonim that don't interpret as such. But he says this is Rashi Lushitaso in three other places. Interesting. Gemara. Minani Mili. What's the source? The pasuk that you have to use a chevel, a rope of 50 amos. Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Amar Kra, Orech Hachatzar, Mei Abba Amma, V'Rochav Chamishim Achamishim. The pasuk says by the Chatzar HaMishkan, it was 100 by 50. Amar Torah, Bechevel Shel Chamishim Amma Medot. We dash it out from the word Chamishim Bachamishim, that you should use a chevel, a rope of 50 amos long. Ask the Gemara, Haimi Boy, Leilito Chamishim, V'Lasabim Chamishim. Says the Gemara, one second. If you remember back on Daf Chaf Gimel on the Beis, all the way back in the second parak, we used this pasuk to teach me something else. Remember there, those last five dafim of the second parak were all about the concept karpef shlo hukaf ladira. If you have a wide open area, even if it has walls around it, if it wasn't enclosed in order to live in lo hukaf ladira, then midirabanan is not a rishus hayachid. And midirabanan you still can't carry in there. We give it the status of a karmel. So those were the last five lot of that parak was about that. So what's the source? Where do you get this size of 70 that it can't be so large? And if it's so large, it has to be hukaf ladira. So the Gemara there says the shear is 72 thirds by 72 thirds. Where do we get that shear from? Says the Gemara, this pasuk, the Chazar Mishkan. The Mishkan, if you remember, was 100 amos long, and the Gemara had said you take split it in half. We looked in the picture book then. You take 50 of it, and then you take the other 50 and wrap the 50 around the initial 50. Meaning you make you square the rectangle. You square the area of the rectangle, basically the Gemara says, and therefore you get, instead of 50, you wrap it with the other 50, and it ends up being 72 thirds by 72 thirds. That's the makar for the size of a karpef being minimum of 72 thirds, requiring you that if it's that more than that size, it would have to be hukaf ladira, midrabanan. Fine. That's the halacha behind Daf Chaf Gimel. So ask the Gemara, are we ready to use this pasuk to teach me that idea? How can we use it to teach me also the fact that you have to use a rope of 50 amos long? Im kain, leimakra chamishim, chamishim. It should just say chamishim, chamishim. My chamishim, ba chamishim. What's the extra letter? Every letter of the Torah is meant to teach us something. Shmas mina, tarti. So, it must be that you have to learn two things from, two alachos from that pasuk. Number one, how large a karpif is. And number two, to allude to it. That's a dinter rabbanan. So, it's an allusion in the pasuk. But number one, teach me how large the karpef is, and number two, teach me how long the rope should be when you're measuring the area of tchum. Fine. Lo pachas vol yoser says the Gemara, the Mishnah had said that you have to use 50 amos long, not more, not less. Tana, why not? What's the big deal about using 50 amos? Says the Gemara, lo pachas reisha marbe, not less, because marbe, then you will stretch the tchum. In other words, the Gemara assumes that let's say you use a rope that's 10 amos long. You're very close to each other, you'll be able to pull it more taut than it really is. You'll be able to really pull it against you, and if you, let's say you use one that's 10 amos long, and you use it 5 times, so you think you measured 50 amos, but you probably measured a little bit more than 50 amos. Because it's very small, and you're near each other, you're able to pull it taut. That's why you can't be less than 50 amos. And v'lo yosa, everybody should be right. And the opposite, if it's longer, if it's 70 amos long, then mistama, as soon as the Gemara, is going to sag in the middle. You're not going to be able to hold it normal taut. It's going to sag in the middle. So even if you use a 71 three times, it's going to be less than what you used it for. So Gemara assumes 50 amos. We have an allusion in the pasuk, but 50 is perfect. It's not too long, it's not too short, so you can't pull it taut. It's not too short, so it won't, not too long, so it won't sag. That's the perfect measurement. 50 amos, not too long, not too less. I saw the Rashba in Avodas HaKodesh. Avodas HaKodesh is the Rashba's separate sefer. It's talking about Hilchas Muksa and Hilchas Tchumen. It's always Ayin Vav Dalet Hey. If you look in the footnotes, the Rashba is a commentary on this pasuk, but on Erevin and Beitza, you also use the Avodas HaKodesh when you learn. It says the Rashba here, Ukshehin Motadin in Perak Yud Aleph Motadin Shnayim. Echad osis brosha chevel v'echad brosha hasheni. So Rashba seems to say, and also the Meiri says this beferish on our Gemara, that you have to use two people when you measure. You know, other Achronim discuss, why can't you like put it on a stick on one side and then just hold it on the other side? Is that allowed? So some of them say maybe not, because this Rashba and the Meiri said beferish. No, you have to have two people involved. Two people holding it, and that way that would be better. Okay, but that's just a ha'ara on this lashon. Do you have to use two? You have to use the fifth. The whole issue in the Gemara is about holding it taut, too much, too less. So maybe that's why they get it, that it has to be with two people. Amar Avasi, what material should be used for this chevel? Ein mod din el b'chevel shel afsakima. You have to use a rope of afsakima. My afsakima, what is that? Amar Rav Arba, nargila. It's nargila. My nargila, what's nargila? Amar Rav Yaakov, Dikla Dechad Navara. It's the Dikla is a palm tree, Dechad Navara of a palm tree which only, question what Dechad Navara means, say it means it grows once a year, it has one strap, one vine that grows around it, so it's the vine that goes around the date tree, that's the material that you're supposed to use, that's what Nargila is, that's what Afsakima is. Okay, that's the material that you're supposed to use. We'll get to that in a minute. Iga de Amri, my afsakima. Another way to formulate it is, no, it's not that afsakima is nargila, which is this dikla de chad nivra, but my afsakima, so it's a machlokas. Rabbi Abba Amar, nargila. Rabbi Yaakov Amar, dikla de chad nivara. Right, it's a machlokas, what it is. Nargila is something else. You'll see, interesting, that the, there's always a question when it says, whenever it has a name and a verb in the Gemara, whenever it says Amar Rabbi Abba or Rabbi Abba Amar, what's the difference between the two? So usually when you have the Amar afterwards, after the name, it's a machlok, it's arguing. Right? Like Rabbi Abba Amar, that's a machlokas. That's how you know, you see it switched here. See, the Gemara first said Amar Rabbi Abba and Amar Rabbi Yaakov. That's how you know they're all, that's the first version. The second version is Ika da Amre, my afsakima, Rabbi Abba Amar, this, Rabbi Yaakov Amar, Tikla the Chad Nivra. So Varit will say what type of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Omer should be Amar Rabbi Shmuel. Who's he arguing with? So it's a Harifas, I think, of, what was it, Rebecca Emden? Rebecca Emden, or is it Vyonis and Ibershitz? I don't know, one of them that has a Harifas about Rabbi, why is Rabbi Shmuel Omer, not a Rabbi Shmuel, and why, how could you name somebody Yishmael? Maybe we'll mention it at the end if there's time. Tanya, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya, Ein Lecha Sheyafel Lemedida, Yosef Yishal Shalosha Barzel. Theoretically, says Rabbi Yoshua, you should use a metal chain. A metal chain doesn't stretch. Use a metal chain for measuring. What can you do? Shari Amr Torah Ubiyada Chevel Mida. What can you say? The Torah says you have to use a chevel rope. Can't use a chain. So what can you do? Even though that would be better. There's another pasuk that says, also referring to the Beis Hamikdash, says Tosos, in the hand of a man was a kane hamida, a reed, meaning more of a stick type of thing, not the material. Ha'ulotari, that's to measure the gates of the Beis Hamikdash. To measure the gates, you're allowed to use that. But to measure other parts, you have to use a chevel. Two ha'aras on this. What if you wanted to use a chain? Okay, you have to use this. So what if, but it says it's better. So look at the Meiri here. Okay, the Meiri says that really a chain would be better. Chain would be better. Well, the pasuk is just saying you could also use the chevel. See the language of the Meiri. Where is it? He quotes a we come welcome near Elisha Bishal Shalos Barzel Modedin. Right, you could use the metal. It's best to use it because you can't stretch them. Etc. Now, what does that mean? And some argue. But again, the Meiri fundamentally seems to say that the Shalshalosh Barzel would be okay, but those that point out that the Pashas of the Shulchan Aruch is not like this. Because the Shulchan Aruch, and again, this is Halacha L'maisa Halachas. You know, we happen to live in cities that are all close to each other, but if you're in the country, you're in, it's Halacha L'maisa to know, let's say you want to take a walk on Shabbos afternoon. Remember one time I was up in New Hampshire for a Shabbos, and we were at this little place, and the shul was like all the way down the road. There was nothing in between. So you gotta make a tchum. So, that's what that, you gotta know what to use. So, ein moded in tchum ha'ir ela b'chevel shel pishtan. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Mishamama. Says you don't only use Chevel Shavishan, period. Says the Mishnah Bura in the Shin Sadak Tes Aleph. Yath, in the Chayafel and Dilashav Shalash Barzel, even though that's better. Kach Kibu Chazal. To be Chevel Shavishan Modedin, period. So it sounds like in the Gemara that you can't use a Shalash Barzel, even though theoretically, you know, logically, we might say that doesn't stretch as much, but still, that's the Misora that we have.
Now, those who accept that you could use Shalash Barzel, then it doesn't have to be Chamishmamos.
According to the one who, let's say the Meiri that accepts that you can use the metal one, so in that case, does it have to be 50 amos? So maybe not, right? Because the only chash of 50 amos was you don't want it to be taut or loose. So maybe in a chanami. According to that shita, that it wouldn't have to be 50 amos. I don't know if he relates to that point, but misvara that would make sense. Misvara that would make sense.
And in this day and age, like if you want to, I mean, if you need to make a chuk, can you use an
electronic measurement? This is could you use electronic? Could you use, how about a tape measure? Have a tape measure, but again, they might measure the rope with the tape measure. Again, halacha l'maisa, I've never done it, so I have to ask the what people made tchumen. But you look at the Shulchan Aruch, maybe the tape measure measures the rope to make sure what it is, and then you just use the rope as the tape measure. But again, I'm not 100% sure. There's another one ha'ara also with on this Gemara. The Gemara just said, what can I do that the Torah says ubiyado chevel mida? The Torah says, where are we quoting the pasuk from? Zechariah. And Yechezkel. So the Maharis Chayes just points out that there are a number of places in Shas where you find the Torah says, and the pasuk from Nach is quoted. right? He has a psukim from Nevi'im, right? Zechariah and Yechezkel. So again, you find at least by Nevi'im. I don't know if you find it by Ksuvim, maybe also Ksuvim, but at least here there's a Gemara in Ksubis that's also quotes a Gemara by that quotes a pasuk from I think Yeshayahu, also Yechezkel. Yirmiyo, I don't remember, by Nichsi Tzom Barzil and Nichsi Maluk, by that discussion, also calls it Doraisa, it's Doraisa. So again, because I call it Torah Kulis Chadhu, so it's all rooted in the Torah. The Nevi'im are also called Torah. Divrei Sofrim. So we spoke about Divrei Sofrim. Okay, let's continue. Tani, Rav Yosef, Shlosha Chavalim Heim, there are three kinds of ropes in Halacha. Shel Magag, Shel Netzer, Vishel Pishtan. Use ropes three times. Shel Magag, this is a reed type of rope. Lapara, you use that by Paraduma. Ditsan, as the Mishnah says, in Para. Para is also the name of a Masechta. Para is a Masechta in Taurus. All about Paraduma. Describes from birth till usage, the Paraduma was very carefully brought up and carefully kept so that it didn't become tummy, because this is what you are going to use to be matar people from tummy mace, right? You have to prepare it in a certain way outside the Beis HaMikdash, and it's going to be, even though it's matami the oskim, which is why Shlomo HaMelech couldn't understand it, it's matami those who are involved in it, but this is the only thing that's matahir, it's ashes mixed in with a little water, it's matahir after it's sprinkled on the tummy mace. That's why we're all tummy mace today. Even though you don't go to a cemetery, but we're all tummy mace, because we're all probably at one time in our life walked over a grave somewhere in our life, and we don't have the Afer of the Paraduma to be matahir us. But you used a magag, a reed rope, which is not makabal tuma. That's why this rope is significant. Is that because that's what kind of rope you used by a paraduma? It's not, as the Mishnah says, kaftua bechevel hamagag. You wrapped it, you tied it up in this magag rope. The dastuah gavim marachasa, and you put it on the maracha on the wood that you are going to burn it on. So again, that's the first type of rope. You dafka use that type of rope because it is not makabal tuma. Shel nitzarim lasota, a netzer. Rope you use for a sota ditznan, as the Mishnah says in sota. V'yachar kach maybe chevel hamitzri v'koshul l'malam midadeha, says that during the process of isha sota, her clothing is ripped to embarrass her, to try to get her to admit her sin if she did it. And after her clothing is ripped, a rope is used to hold up her clothing so that it doesn't fall down. So that's the Chevel Mitzri and Itzarim are related. So that's what they say. It's the same type of rope, and that's the type of rope that's used there. Why dafka this? So the first rope we said is because it's not Makabal Tuma. Why dafka this type of rope used by an Isha Sota? So the Meiri here again, another Rishonim, quoting Yerushalmi, that says it's to be Mazkir Maisei Mitzrayim. Right, Mitzrayim, Mitzri, Nitzarim. So last of Mitzrayim, that she did something that's connected to a Maisa Mitzrayim, and therefore she used this type of rope. This is reminiscent of a thought that many have said from the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan, I think there's a Marsha also in Rosh Hashanah that says it, the Aruch HaShulchan by Sfiras HaOmer. Aruch HaShulchan in Tafei Tes, where he's trying to explain Al Derech Drash, the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is a Mitzvah D'Oraisa. Zolo Kaharbe Rishonim. Most Rishonim say that Sfiras HaOmer Bizman HaZeh is Derabanan. Why? Sfiras HaOmer. What's the mitzvah? To count from the Karban HaOmer. The Karban HaOmer is brought on the second day of Pesach. That's Matir the Chadash for outside the Beis HaMikdash. And you count 49 days till Shavuos when you bring the other Karban of the Shtei HaLechem. You count those 49 days. If you don't have the Karban, it's Derabanan. Okay, where is Azeichel HaMikdash? But the Rambam says it's D'Oraisa even Bizman HaZeh. So the Aruch HaShulchan wants to explain why is it Doraisa even Bizman HaZeh. So Al Derech Drash, he explains that maybe we're not dafka counting from the karban, we're counting from the messages of the two karbanos. Right? Sfira, it has two poles. It has the karban ha'omer on the second day of Pesach, that's the beginning, and it's the Shtei HaLechem at the end. What's the difference between the two? The Shtei HaLechem is brought from Seorim and the Omer is brought from the Seorim, from barley on Pesach. The Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos is brought from Chitim. What's the symbolism of Seorim and Chitim? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Tav Pei Tes Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tziva Lahavi Karbanas B'Tchilas HaMinyan Me'omer Seorim U'Besofo B'Chitim Lahoros De Bilti HaTorah Anachnu K'Behemos Nidme. Right, to teach us that without the Torah, without this process, we're like animals. Shema Achalon Seorim. When we start the process, we're on the level of animals, of Behema. K'mo She'amar B'Sota She'Karban Sota Humina Seorim He Asta Maisa Behema L'Viga Karbanam Acha Behema. Right, if you should Sota, you should bring Seorim, even though most See, the most carbon minchas are out of chitim. Why? Because sa'or is lacha behema. So that's connected to this Gemara. This Gemara, why does it just use the chevel ha-mitzri? So this Yushalmi, the Rishonim quote is because she did a maisa mitzri. So that's exactly connected to this. And that's why we go to the one we're on the level of machal adam, which is chitim at shvuas. Once we have the Torah, then we're on the level of being mentioned, of being anashim, and that's the symbol from sa'orim to chitim, from omer to shtei halechem. So that's also connected to this line of the Gemara. So that's the second type of rote. And number three, shall pishta la medida, use the linen kind for medida for measuring the tchum Shabbos. Okay. Hayamo devi higia. So remember the Mishnah now. The Mishnah had, remember the levels of the Mishnah. So you go straight, 2,000 amos. Let's say you can't go straight, let's say you come to a hole or a mountain. So then you can go right across, you could discount the slope for now, and just go across. As long as it's not 50 amos long, you don't have a problem. You either hold it on poles above the mountain, or hold it above the hole, and you go straight. What if you can't do that? So the Gemara, the Mishnah alluded to a second option, which the Gemara is going to say explicitly in a minute. The Mishnah alluded to, what does it mean? Chozer l'tchum. It means that you go walk to a parallel place next to where you're measuring from, measure that place, and substitute that area in to where your mountain and ditch is. So that is option number two. So that's number one is mavliya, go straight. Number two is chozer l'midas. So that's if you go out and you measure it in. Number three was makadrin. That's, you know, you can't go around, you can't go see a makadrin. That means you hold a rope on by the guy's feet, by the guy's head, and you go up and up, which takes into account a little bit the slope. It minimizes it, but it takes into account a little bit. That's what the Mishnah has said. Says the Gemara, exactly what I just said, but explaining how you got it. Midatani chos l'midaso, for the fact that the Mishnah uses the phrase, return to where you're measuring from, michlal, it's mashma that there's a hidden stage two in here. The emonu yachol lahavliyo. It must be the Gemara's, Mishnah's alluding to the fact that if you can't be mavliya, it goes straight. Holech l'makam sh'yachol lahavliyo, so you have to walk to the side, to a place where you can be mavliya it, umavliyo, and you literally swallow it up, and you hold the rope straight across the ditch, or the, above the mountain. If it's sofek l'midaso, then you look back to where your measurement was, the choser, and you go back to exactly where you had started from. Fine. Tanina, lohada tanar abanan. So this Mishnah fits in to this Tosefta that we're going to have. Hayamo de bigil hamidu lagai. If you're measuring it, you come to a valley. Im yachol avliyo, b'chevel shechavishim amam avliyo. If you could use the rope of 50 amos, and right, meaning it's not that wide, and one person could go on the other side and stand the cross, then you use that. V'im lav, and if you can't, you go to stage two, step two. Holech l'makob shechol avliyo, avliyo, b'tzofe v'chos l'midaso. Exactly how we were medayek from our Mishnah, that's beferish in the Tosefta. But the Tosefta continues now with step three. Imhaya gai mu'ukam. Let's say the valley, the ditch is mu'ukam, literally crooked. Rashi quotes Tupshatim. He likes the second one. The second one means, let's say there's no place on the side to go to measure the parallel place. Because let's say, Rashi gives the case where if you walk to the side, the ditch at the end, before you have a place to measure it, it curves around to the side. Let's say it's on the south side, so it curves around to either the east or the west, so measuring the hole there is not going to help you, because that's east or west. So therefore, that's its mu'ukam, so you can't do that, you can't measure it. So then, makdiv ola, makdiv yorit. So then you do the same thing that we described with on a mountain, you do that in the valley, meaning the top person holds it by his feet, and the one going into the dish holds it by his head, and you go down and down, and therefore it will minimize the slope, but it will be taking the slope a little bit into account. That's the third level. Last line of the Tosefta, higia lakosel. Let's say you come to, you're measuring the tchum, and you come to a wall. So then, in omrim yikav akosel, you don't say, you know, make a hole in the wall, as if you make a hole in the wall and measure it like the mekadrin. Ela om davolet lo, just estimate, look at the wall, you know, estimate how wide it is, and just go with your estimation. Fine. Asks the Gemara, our Mishnah didn't give that option. What are you talking about? Our Mishnah says you have three options, which are pretty exacting. It's straight across, or go to the parallel case and go straight across, or be makadrin, which takes the slope a little bit into account. Right? So there's an option of makadrin. That's the emphasis of this question in the Gemara. But if you're just estimating, estimation doesn't take any of the slope into account. You're estimating how wide this wall is. That option is not listed in our Mishnah, right? It says if you come to a gedder. A gedder is like a wall. So what's the stira, Mishnah and the Tosefta? So it says the Gemara, no, there's a difference. Hacham nicha tashmishte, hacha lo nicha tashmishte. Over there, in our Mishnah, where you don't have the option of estimation, you're not allowed to use that option of estimation, which means you have to use some option which might make you take into account the slope. Makadrin is an option. You know why that? Because that's a case where it's not so steep. You could walk over it. You walk over it, you walk on top of it. So there, we're not going to discount the slope totally. If it comes out that you have to do Makadrin, you're going to do Makadrin. Because, you know, the area up is still area that you can't discount. Because it's Nichatash Mishteh. But Hachal Nichatash Mishteh, the case of the Tosefta where you're allowed to totally discount the slope, period, and just estimate the width, that's a case where it's pretty steep. Where you're not going to, where you don't use, you can't go over it. And that's why we say you could totally just estimate across how wide the wall is. Period. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, we're going to get to another level, and then we're going to summarize it. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu, another limit of the Mishnah. When do you say you use the option of Makadrin, which again means that you have to take the slope into account a little bit, you're just minimizing it, that's what Makadrin is, they're walking up with that. Elosh ein chuta mishkol is yored kinegdo. When do you have the option of Makadrin? When, in the times of the Gemara, there was the construction workers used a certain tool to measure if a wall was straight. They had a stick, attached to the stick was a string, hanging from the string was a dead weight on the bottom. So they hung it right over the wall, and if the dead weight hit the wall, they know the wall's not straight. If the dead weight went straight down and didn't hit the wall, then they know the wall is straight, right? That's how they used to measure. Right now they have other types of tools to measure if something's straight with a thing that you could read the degrees. But if you, that's the chuta mishkolas, the string with a mishkal with a weight on the bottom of it. So says the Gemara, lo shanu, when do you say you have to take the slope into account a little bit? Ela she'ein chuta mishkolas yirei kinegdo. If this wouldn't go straight down, in other words, if you hang up this tool and it would hit, so that means it's not so steep, it's sticking out, and you would be able to walk on it. That's when you have to take the slope into account a little bit and do the Makadrin option. Aval chuta mishkolas yored kinegdo amid beis. But if you would hang the chuta mishkolas, it would go straight down. Would it hit anything? Moda medida yafeh. Then you can measure it medida yafeh. What does that mean? Rashi says you could skip the wall. Skip the wall, which you've never had before. Don't take the wall into account at all. Forget the slope. The wall itself, you don't have to take into account. Period. In other words, summarize the past four lines. We have three levels now. Tosfos says this, the Rush says this. There are three types of walls in terms of measuring the tchum. If it's something called the nichatash mishteh, you could basically walk on it. You have a mound or a little ditch, walk on it. So then, you have to do makadrin. You have to, if you can't go straight across and you can't go around, you have to makadrin, meaning you walk up with this four amma rope up down, right? But hold it, the bottom guy holding it by the head, and the top guy by the heart, and the top guy by the feet. So that's makadrin, because you have to take the slope into account a little bit, because it's nichatash mishteh. Number two, level two is lo nichatash mishteh. It's not noach, you don't really use it, but it's not so steep so that if you hold this tool, it's going to hit the bottom. So it's not so steep. So you don't, it's lo nichatash mishteh, but it's not a steep, like a wall, like we have a wall. So in that case, you can estimate. That's the second level. You don't have to do makadrin. You estimate how wide the wall is. Level three is if it's very steep, like our walls, so you would never walk on them, you never have to go around them. So says that the halacha, that you could skip them. You could skip those areas regarding Tchum Shabbos. You're up to 1800 right before the wall, start 1801 right after the wall. Don't you skip the wall. So those are three levels. Do you have to take the slope into account? Do you not take the slope into account and just take the area across? Could you just skip it entirely? Those are the three levels that the Mishnah just mentioned, putting it all together. Continues the Gemara. V'kama obkal shel gai. Going back to the Mishnah. How deep is this valley that you're allowed to just go across? If it's very deep, you could still just go straight across. So Amar Yosef Apayim, 2,000 amos deep. If it's 2,000 amos deep, then you could go straight across. There's another Bryce that says, no, that's only 100. Only 100 amos deep. More than that, you can't do this. Huda Amar Ka'achirim. No. No kasha, because Rabbi Yosef would hold like Acherim. The Tanya, another Brisa says Acherim Omrim, Afilu Amok Alpayim, Veruch Abnun Mavlio. Right, so as long as there's another Tana that holds like that, Rabbi Yosef could hold like that Tana. Ika da Amre, Amr Rabbi Yosef, Afilu Yasemi Alpayim. Another version, no, it doesn't matter how deep it is. Even 5,000 Amas deep. Kaban to Lokatari Ham of Loka Acherim. 1 second. But there's no Tana that he holds like then. Right, we had two Tanoim. One said 100, one said 2,000. Nobody said more than 2,000. So the Gemara answers, no, there's a difference. Hasam, like we said before, Hasam, She'ein Chutam Mishkolas Yored Kinegdo. When is there a discussion of a limit? That's where the Chut, this weight doesn't go straight down. So then you're going to have to take the pit into consideration because it's going to hip, the slope isn't so steep. That's why there's a limit on how deep the pit is. Hacha b'chodesh goes your kinegdo. But here, where is Rav Huna talking about? Where's Rav Yosef talking about where it can be more than 2,000? You have a straight wall, and it's not going to hit anything when it goes straight down. If it's a straight wall, so then you don't have to take it into consideration, and you could just go straight across. Ask the Gemara, when you're holding out this tool, right, this stick with the dead weight, how far into the hole are you allowed to hold it? Meaning if you hold it right next to the wall, it might hit, but if you hold it a little bit out, you know, it's not going to hit. So how far? Some more answers. So Dalet Amos out, as long as Dalet Amos away, when you hold it, it doesn't hit hanging down, so then it is called a steep wall, and you would be able to skip it, according to Rashi, Modeid Medita Yafe. If you come to the mountain, you have to be mavliya, literally, when do you say that you do the havla'ah, meaning you hold it up, hold it on sticks above, or you go out, and then you can be chos l'midaso? That's when you have a mountain, that the incline is 10 tzvachim within 4 amos. That's when you use these options. But if you have a mountain that goes up an incline of 10, mitoch, hey, well, in 5 amos, meaning it's more spread out, it's more flat, modeid medida yafe. Rashi here says, this medida yafe means that no, you just have to go, if it's, that's very flat. So you basically just have to go up the mountain and measure it normally. And you have to take the slope into account. Because it's too much mislaki, the incline is too level, and you have to just measure it in the normal way. You don't have the kula of makajin or havla. Rav Huna Breder of Nasan had the whole version of his Gemara, but in a more make a way, as follows. Amar Rav, Loshono El Bahar Mislaki Nasar Mito Chamesh. Now, when do you say that the Mishnah applies where you have the Har that's Mislakit Asar Mito Chamesh, where you have the incline of 10 within 5? Amar Bahar Mislaki Nasar Mito Dalid. But if you have the mountain that's within 4 Amos and it goes up 10 Tfachim, then Omdav Aholichlo, you do have the Kula of Amida of estimation. Again, if it was Mitochei, you have to do the Havla, or the Yotzi La to the side and come back, or the Makadrin. Those are the three options of the Mishnah. But according to this version of the Gemara, those three options are only if it goes up 10 within 5 Amos. But if it's even shorter, it's more steep, then you could just estimate it. Meaning, don't take the slope into account at all.
One thing I don't understand is the Torah doesn't mind that you may have to walk 4,000 Amos to get to the 2,000 Amos to go.
The Gemara doesn't mind that you might. Well, again, remember this is all the Durabanan. Most Rishonim hold that all Tchum is a Durabanan. The Tchum of Yud Beis Mil, Yud Beis out there is there, but 2,000 Amos is Durabanan. So the Rabbanan are saying that, right? What does it mean? Al Yetzi Ish from Komo means on a Durabanan level. It means your place, so your whole city. You're right. You might walk 45,000 Amos. Your city is a humongous city. You could walk the entire city because that's your makom. Halachically, that's one makom shvisa. And therefore, you could walk 2,000 amos out. The Mishnah said, during the measuring, you can't go outside the tchum. My time, Amar Avkan, Exer Hashem Yomar Midas Tchum in Baalakan. Why can you go out? Because, as I mentioned before, because people might see you measuring it on Friday afternoon, and they're like, wow, look how far the tchum goes. They won't realize that you just went out there to measure a parallel place, and you're going to come back. So that's why you don't want to mess people up. So therefore, you can't go out to measure it. If you can't swallow it up and you can't go out, so then the Mishnah had said Makadrin. So the Gemara never explained exactly what Makadrin was. Rashi said it. But here's the Gemara. Tanur Rabbanan Ketzim Makadrin. How do you do it? The bottom guy holds it next to his heart. The top one next to his feet. And then you keep walking up 4 Amos. Amar Abaya Naktidan in Makadrin al-Bechavash al-Dalat Amos. You can only use a Chevel of 4 Amos and you go little by little up the mountain. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Abba Baravua. Naktina the Bach takes out, says the Gemara, Ein Makadrin, Lo Be'egla Arufa V'lo Ba'ari Miklat, V'b'dei She'ein Shal Torah. When it comes to the Oraisa context, you can't use this Kula of Makadrin. Where Makadrin is allowing you not to measure the entire slope. So when it comes to Dinan to Oraisa, like for of measurements, like Egla Arufa, the anonymous corpse, which you have to measure which city is it closest to, or Ari Miklat, you have to measure what's the Tchum of the Ari Miklat, because even the Tchum outside the Ari Miklat is Kolate, saves the Rotseach who killed Beshogeg from the Goel Adam. So those two require measurements. So those two, you don't use Makadrin. Why? Because those are the Oraisa, and you don't have this Kula. So again, just one ha'ara. If you formulate it as I just did, it's a little tzarech iyun, because by Ari Miklat, okay, you don't have this kula, meaning you have to, it's going to be a shorter amount of area for the rotzeach, so it's going to be a chumra, you have to be machmer by daraisa. But by Eglai Rufa, what, it's not kula and chumra. Whatever's closer to one city is further from another city. So it's not kula and chumra. It can't just be an issue of kula and chumra, because it's next to one city. So it just has to be, by daraisa, you don't have this option. It's not just a lakula. We just don't have the option of makaja by daraisa. You have to measure it. If you have a mountain there, you have to take into account the measurement. Okay, we'll stop here. Agun Chodesh, and Medashem on Sunday. Menachem, my partner, is going to give the daf. Medashem, I'll see you again on Monday. Oh, it's Rabbi Shmuel Omer. It's Rosh Chodesh. I don't want to go over. But Medashem, at a date when we have some time, we'll say to Rabbi Shmuel Omer. I'll give you the questions, right? What is the question? I mean, I think it was when he was going for a prava or something. So yes, questions. Number one, how could anybody name their kid Yishmael, like Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael was a Rasha. Number two, why is it Rabbi Yishmael Omer? It should be Amar Rabbi Yishmael. He wasn't talking about anybody, wasn't arguing with anybody. It should be Amar Rabbi Yishmael. There was a third question. What is it? Why do you darshan klal par klal or rebo miyate? Well, that's part of the answer. That's the third kasha, right? We have the principle of prado klal in b'chal mashma b'pran, but ein muktam amuchar b'torah. So how would that principle get off the ground? Klal prado klal. Maybe it should be prad klal prad. So those are the three questions that he asked, and maybe if you're in the future, we'll give the answer. Okay. So what was it? Was it an Eibershitz? Who was it? I don't think so.